Distinguished committee members, yesterday there were a number of questions linked to the protection of the rights of persons with disabilities, so I would like to add some information here. The Act on Changes to the Social Protection Act in 2021 brought the definition of disability into line with the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, where a person with a disability is considered to be a person with a psychological or physical or mental impairment, which in interaction with various barriers may hinder their full and effective participation in society on an equal basis with others. This was in fulfillment of one of the recommendations that we received from treaty bodies, including from the CRPD and also the CRC. Moreover, yesterday, the new Act on Social Services was mentioned several times. My head of delegation and colleagues referred to this law. It is a new law, and in accordance with this law, social services are provided at home by staff from the social services, the Ministry for Labour and Social Protection, individuals, and also to people who have lost a certain degree of their capacity to look after themselves in connection with their age or disability or other circumstances that mean that their life activities are somewhat impaired. Moreover, in order to create services for persons with disabilities and older persons to ensure their full participation in society and to increase their level of everyday activities, the president of the Automobile Transport Agency of Turkmenistan in 2023, with the agreement of the Ministry for Labour and Social Protection and the Velayat and the city of Ashgabat, approved a rule for organizing social transport, so a sort of taxi service for persons with disabilities. Also, there is a rule on car transport or transport by road and road safety and procedures for the organization of these social taxi services, and the law also determines the rights and duties of the users and suppliers of these services. The rule foresees the equipment of vehicles with the necessary accommodating equipment so as to ensure that persons with disabilities can use them. I'd also like to talk about our national plan on the realization of the rights of the child for 2023-2028. Our action plan includes a section on ensuring that persons with disabilities can access media and information and goods. And this is particularly true for people with visual or hearing impairments. And for instance, yesterday, the Marrakesh Treaty, which Turkmenistan has ratified, was mentioned. This treaty sets out the obligations of a state to ensure that there is sign language interpretation and that buildings are accessible for the blind. The Ministry for Labour and Social Protection of Turkmenistan, in connection with these obligations, is holding negotiations with the Ministry for Education and the Publishers Association and also the television and radio services and also civil society organizations and the public at large in order to raise awareness, make it more accessible for the blind and the deaf. We are creating the conditions for ensuring that there are special mobility means including cars close to the place of residence of persons with disabilities. Persons with disabilities do not have to pay rent for land that is used for parking these vehicles. We are thereby facilitating access to accessible vehicles close to the place of residence of persons with disabilities. My colleagues mentioned the fact that we are planning to open a rehabilitation and recovery center in the city of Ashgabat. I would like to note that we do have such rehabilitation centers in all of our regions, and children with disabilities can study there and also care for their health. They are equipped with modern materials and equipment, and along with UNICEF, every year we carry out a monitoring of the work of these rehabilitation centers, and in October, so in a month or so, we will be opening the rehabilitation center in the city of Ashgabat.
There'll be a rehabilitation award in that center, and this is a special award which will render new services for people with disabilities, both children and adults, with an emphasis on supporting their social inclusion and social rehabilitation and habilitation, early initiation of inclusive education with modern technology, products and software for people with disabilities. For the first time in practice, we plan within the work of this award to have physical therapists on the payroll, a psychologist, ergotherapist, a medical psychological assistant, educator, communication specialist, and early interventions specialist, all on the payroll. And this new ward, we hope, will be a new resource center for inclusiveness to promote social inclusion and inclusive education. It will also be the coordinating agency for training of new staff and introducing new services on the national level to boost inclusivity in the country. As regards realizing the rights and protecting the interests of people with disabilities, my colleague from the appropriate ministry will add complementary information on education for people with disabilities. Turning to the Education Ministry. Thank you.